Well, there were a number of different individuals that discovered uranium. It wasn't a company that discovered this. This was done by individuals prospecting. Edgemont had the first milling facility in the area. They received not only the ores from the local area, but also from Wyoming in the early stages of development. Uranium employed a lot of people locally. It brought in a lot of outside employment. So it tend to save some of the shock that came with the closing of the depot. The demand for nuclear power in power plants, etc., was the big calling card for digging uranium. It wasn't necessarily for bombs. Bombs are developed from byproduct of other used uranium sources, etc. So the big demand was in the power plant field, generating electricity, etc. The controversy that arose over the nuclear power and all the, they quit building this type of facilities, we didn't have the need for uranium. There was no more demand. When you couldn't sell it, it had to stop. As far as the mill facility and all went, it was managed at the end by a subsidiary of TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority. They did an exceptional job of cleaning up the mill site. Also, they went through the community, any location where fill dirt or anything had been moved in that they felt might be contaminated. They cleaned that all up. We've had an exceptional cleanup here.